Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You want to see Loco?
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some heat, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers.
Let's do this!
I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking myself.
Give you the code word for 2 o'clock in a moment. I'll wait till the clock actually strikes 2.
I say, damn, what's next?
Y'all can't put this song on. That was starting the show.
That was an excellent first addition to the show by you.
I was vibing, man. I ain't worried about it. I can't win the money anyway.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. There's so much stuff to get to today. We got a lot of giveaways today. A lot of fun guests today. Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat Basketball Network. He's going to join us for the Heat 15 Minutes of Heat. George Sedano, one of our favorites, he is going to stop by the studio. He's in town doing some stuff for ESPN, so he's going to stop by in the studio and hang out with us for a segment or two. And we're going to play Cheers 2 today.
Oh, I got a good one.
So do I. Very excited to get to it. Maybe I should audible and get there right now. We lost our wager last night. We had a football wager. There were two things that I said I wanted to do, and we only ended up betting one of them. We bet Aaron Jones over 70 and a half yards.
My bad.
No, well, the man had 4 touchdowns 2 weeks ago, man.
And the thing about Aaron Jones, like, he started with a fumble, and then he dropped one of the easiest touchdown passes you will ever see, and then he was kind of de facto benched.
Yeah. Aaron Williams. No, the wrong one. Give it to the other guy.
Man, he was running like crazy. I mean, Aaron Jones really should have had over 100 yards easy, but they just stopped giving him the ball because he couldn't hold on to it.
Well.
And then the other bet I wanted to make, Aaron Rodgers will throw an interception. And he did. It went off his receiver's face.
That's why. Isn't that the wrong side of a right bet?
But it counts as an interception.
Whatever you call that crap. Yeah. That wasn't supposed to be an interception.
Yeah, that was crazy. So anyway, we'll get to all this stuff. Let me get to the code word here as the clock strikes 2 o'clock exactly. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. And the word this hour is program. I like to say program in honor of Howard Schnellenberger.
Best football movie ever.
The Program.
Ooh. My favorite.
P-R-O-G-R-U-M. Program.
Alvin Mack, the middle linebacker. Best character ever in a football movie.
I better spell it correctly. P-R-O-G-R-A-M. Program. Text the word right now to 72881. You have a chance to win $1,000. Text program right now to 72881, and you could win $1,000 of Channing's Change. And your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour, so about 3 o'clock. Message and data rates may apply. It is a national contest, but we love when the winners come from someone listening to this very program.
Starting defense, place at the table. Woo!
So, today on the program, we are going to play Don Bailey Jr.'s calls from Friday night, which we didn't get a chance to get to yesterday, but I've been looking forward to this since since I started getting alerted on Twitter.
I heard we got us an A+.
DVJ was throwing it down, man. So we're going to have some fun with that today. There was a tweet, speaking of Twitter, there was a tweet, was last night, Dan Orlovsky, who I think is very good on Get Up. Talk about redefining your career. Dan Orlovsky was a punchline. You remember?
Yes, he was. Yeah, yeah.
He stepped out of the end zone. Remember, he stepped out of the back of the end zone for the Lions, right? He was a quarterback for the Lions. Stepped out of the back of the end zone. He was a punchline for a very long time.
Those big boys are running at him.
And right, well, get out of the way.
Get out the way.
Gotta know where you are on the field, though. So he's redefined himself, I think, as a real good football analyst. I think he's very good on Get Up, and he does a lot of games now. And I think he's very good at it.
Before, when it was just like Rodney Harrison, Randy Moss, Charles Woodson, I was like, there's no chance. Now we have Bobby Carpenter and Dan Orlovsky. Give me a call, ESPN. I thought you needed an NFL career to make it.
Now they're scraping out.
I thought you needed a Hall of Fame
career. You had a better NFL career than Dan Orlovsky.
And Bobby Carpenter. Bobby Carpenter was on a team with me, and he didn't even touch the field.
Yeah, hold on. I want to look at Orlovsky's career stats, though. Right? I mean, they were brutal, if I remember correctly.
Because they put, what's the big lineman's name? It always slips my mind. And I love to argue with Stephen A. Smith. Big black dude playing for the Patriots.
The Swagoo? Is
not
that
Swagoo. The Swagoo, too. His NFL career wasn't great. But
he's excellent on TV, though.
The big dude, the other guy. But he loves to argue. But he has two Super Bowl championships. So when they flash up those, the little bibliography.
Right.
That's not what I want
to say. Biography.
Biography. What's a bibliography?
That, I think, tells you where you referenced all the – where you got all your points, right?
See,
is a bibliography?
That's where – yeah,
the reference – at the end of the report. I know that.
The reference points of your research paper. So that was the wrong way. Biography of those guys, they got Super Bowl rings and Pro Bowls. I was like, yeah, no chance. They're letting some questionable biographies go on there now.
Dan Orlovsky, let's see here, started 12 games in a 10-year NFL career.
I got him.
And
I got Dan.
Let's see
here. Get him, Crowder.
15 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
I got him. I got him.
Yeah, it was a very subpar NFL career. But anyway, I think he's a very good analyst. But he tweeted out last night, enough is enough is enough is enough at NFL officiating. I choose my words wisely, and I love the NFL. You're ruining football for fans.
Mm.
And there's a part of it. I watched Nate Burleson this morning on Good Morning Football. Nate Burleson, big Lions fan, obviously, played for the Lions. And he said, I got to stay true to myself. I told Saints fans, calm down after the non-pass interference. And I said to them, hey, you can't look at one play in one game and say that cost you a game. So he said, I'm going to remain consistent as much as I love the Lions and thought that the calls, you know, hands to the face two times. But
flowers, Trey Flowers.
Orlovsky has a bit of a point, though. The officials are flag happy. Yeah. It's too much. I understand you want to legislate out the brutal hits and stuff that could be a danger, I guess, to players. It's too many flags. And those two hands to the face penalties really cost the Lions yesterday.
Oh, that second one, that would have been it.
Yep.
They wouldn't have won. Like, yeah, those two were bad. But the other side of it, and let's be honest, and I see what Nate's talking about, what is a Stafford had almost 300 yards passing in the
Damian
first half.
Damian Woody, by the way, people are tweeting
Damian
in,
Woody. That's
texting
what I was
in
talking
Damian
about.
Woody.
He has a pretty good biography. You know, I can't deal with him. He has right. Super Bowl rings. I got Dan Orlovsky.
What about Marcus Spears, though? I don't even know what his
– he was good. He was a first-round pick. He came out right around the same time I was there because he was at LSU when I was at Florida.
Let's see here.
He's just awesome on –
he's
radio and
great.
TV. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's really good.
Listen, I'm not questioning Big Marcus. Big Marcus, Swagoo is something special.
Let's see here. He had a 8-year NFL career.
He got me by two.
And let's see.
Any Pro Bowls or anything?
Trying to see here. I can't see.
Let's leave it at that. I got him.
It's probably pretty equivalent. I'm not even lying. Just looking at his stats, like, it's pretty equivalent, I think.
Probably. But no, he's good. I won't question him. And Dan's good too. Bobby's good too. But yeah, I just I'm getting my foot in the door somewhere. But with the penalties, you don't think this same stuff happened back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s when we didn't have super slow motion, watch everything in the world? This has been going on forever.
Correct.
Refs have way too much control of games. We got an interview offer on some book.
Tim Donaghy.
Donaghy. Yeah. The refs have too much power. Let's just that situation alone. A man could gamble and manipulate game for point spreads. The refs have too much power. This has been going on forever, but now we're slowing things down with low definition. I don't know if we could have seen his hands
right,
on the shoulder pads or the face mask.
It would have looked like hands to the face because it kind of looked like it until the angle kind of swings around and you see his hand is not on his head.
Before we have the camera hanging over the field on, you know, the little acrobat ropes. Hawk, you have an 80-inch, right? What do you have in your living
85
room?
85-inch.
I'm sorry. You got mad about it. I'm sorry.
Don't take off 5 inches.
That'll kill us both.
I mean, you take off 5 inches, I'm done.
You're a woman. You change sex. But in an 85-inch, yes, you can see exactly what's going on. And it slowed down to the 1,000th of a second. Full speed, those guys fighting. Bakhtari, whatever that damn tackle's name is, his head flips back. Yeah, he hit him in the face. You can't see that real time right there sitting there on an 85-inch slowed down to the 10th of a second.
But to miss it twice, though, and it really does cost the team.
Yeah, and I think that the old tackle, I just know he chugs beers well.
He sold it.
He was playing into it.
He did. He sold it. He was flipping his head backwards as if his head was getting pushed.
Just like the NBA players, like NFL guys do with personal fouls. Yep. They push the guy late, and then he touches him the shoulder pad, and they fly.
Yeah.
You got to know the rules. You got to play into the rules.
Brian Windhorst tweeted yesterday as well. Just a couple of tweets I wanted to bring up. Brian Windhorst tweeted, "The people that got Tyler Hero at 100-1 as rookie of the year pick in July did very well." He's balling out, man.
He can play
Solana's
well.
Solana's walking on ice, like walking on ice. Is
walking
that
walking on ice? What's not a saying? That's actually negative. Walking, you're walking on thin ice. What are you doing? Walking on cloud nine?
I was going to say, he's walking on air. He's walking on water. I don't know why you came out. He's walking on
water. You okay over there? Long morning?
I don't know why that came out that way. If you mix clouds and water, do you get ice? Is that...
No, I think temperature has to do with it. Man, you walking on ice back there, big dog?
Nah, anything but walking on ice, man.
A terrible thing to have to walk on ice. Let me take a little water here. Hold on.
Hey, hydrate, bro. Hey, you. What's the name? Rode the bike this morning.
Delicious. No, I didn't do anything, man. I think I slept late. I don't know what that was. Go to the tape. I don't know.
I tell you what you said.
I don't know what that was.
He said he's walking on ice.
I'm sweating. Oh my gosh.
Came out the gate.
Walking on ice? I mean, what does that mean?
I don't know. Wish I could help you.
Renshaw. I don't know. I don't know.
My cat's name's Nova.
All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Walking on ice, huh?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Oh, my goodness. I'm tearing up.
Jaren Williams did practice today, but he threw substantially fewer passes than Nikosi Perry, who took first team snaps. The Canes, of course, host Georgia Tech this Saturday. Canes are 17.5-point favorites.
Ooh, that's going up a little bit. Wasn't it 16.5 or no? Or was it 18.5?
It
actually
18.
Went down, yeah. I was thinking of the Dolphins. Dolphins were 16.5-point dogs. All right, interesting.
Yeah, the Dolphins, by the way, are 17-point underdogs heading into Buffalo. That was my next headline.
I'm going to lay the points. I am. I think Buffalo is positioned for a major beatdown of the Miami Dolphins. But I will tell you that I haven't been right on a wager the entire weekend. We had the Hurricanes Friday night, and then it went downhill from there.
I got aggressive this weekend, too, and
yes,
lost half
did.
My damn bankroll.
Yes, you did. Two full units on the Florida Gators.
Come on, Dan Mullen. Double fake reverse pass, bro.
What else you got, Solana?
Thursday night football is, of course, 2 days away now. The Chiefs on the road. Remember, they just lost to the Texans. They're 3.5-point favorites in Denver.
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, ESPN's latest power rankings in the NFL have been released. You guys want to guess who number one is?
Best team in the NFL?
Pats.
I think it has to be the Patriots still, right?
Patriots at 6-0. How about number two?
Where's Houston?
Not in the top five.
Really? Man, I think that, like, people are...
Seahawks.
Seahawks are number four. Number two is the most interesting one, really.
Number two, best team in the NFL. It can't be Kansas City.
No, the Chiefs are six, and the Texans are seven, even though they just beat the Chiefs, which is kind of bizarre.
The Saints?
The Saints.
No.
Second team in the NFL.
Really?
The
yeah.
Saints?
Niners are third, Seahawks four, the Packers, of course, at 5-1 now.
I would put the Niners above the Saints. I'd put the Saints below Houston and Kansas City. I'm just not buying that.
Yeah. And finally, guys, Jay Gruden said today on ESPN Radio he didn't watch the Redskins win over the Dolphins on Sunday. Instead, he was playing golf.
All right. I think I would probably do the same. I mean, if they told me to hit it. What about it when you got cut? Was that before the season started?
Yeah.
All right. So it's not like getting cut during a game week, though.
But I went straight in the radio, so I had to talk about the Dolphins.
Right. So you had to watch.
But I know a bunch of players. I was talking to somebody recently that said, yeah, they stopped watching football for 3 or 4 years when they retired. They were just fed up with
burnt
everything.
Burnt out. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you live it. You've told us before. I mean, since you were in middle school, you live, eat, drink, breathe football.
Now I get a chance to break. I'm going to break.
Yeah. Planning your next vacation, let JetBlue Vacations take you there. You can go to the tickets contest page, click JetBlue Vacations Weekend Trip Giveaway, and register for your chance to win a JetBlue Vacations package, 2 round-trip travel certificates, and a $1,000 certificate for hotel, car rental, or activities. Blackout dates, terms, and conditions apply. So you go to theticketmiami.com, click on contests, and you are good to go. 15 minutes of heat. We do it every day around 2:15. We're doing it next.
You want to see Loco?
So those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. Coming up on November 16th, it's our Dribble Drive against cancer. And we'll have the Dribble Drive Challenge that goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena. And you can form teams right now and donate at heathelpcure.org. Going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat here. Mike Inglis is the radio voice of the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network. Heat, by the way, be back in action for exhibition game number 4 this Thursday in Orlando. Nice victory by the Heaters last night. Their record in the exhibition season stands at 3-0, and Mike Inglis is with us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Hawk. How you doing, buddy?
Very good. I miss talking to you. It's been about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while. Holy mackerel.
Are you buying into the Tyler Hero hype?
Oh, well, yeah, I certainly am. I'll tell you, he's such a nice kid, too. But he's got great length, great skills. You know, we talked about how players leaving college, how their game sometimes doesn't transition into the NBA, but he has got a game that is going to transition into the NBA, and he does a whole lot more than shooting and scoring, and that's the big part, especially coming out of college 1 year, you know, playing some defense, you know, passing the ball around real well, and he doesn't look lost out there at all. It's going to be different during the regular season because he's going to be on depth charts now. Coach is prepping for games, and they're going to say, hey, you got to watch this guy in his shooting because he's got some great long-range shooting and can work inside too. So I think he's the real deal in the full package.
Rookie of the Year candidate, though, Mike?
I'm never going to jump on that boat. It's way too early. But I'll tell you, if he keeps playing like he is right now, people are going to be talking about him. And once they're talking about you in a positive note like that, you never know.
And, Mike, the Heat are whooping people now. The Spurs, the Hornets, they let the Hornets come back, and now they just drugged the damn Hawks last night. Can you take anything from that, or is it just preseason?
No, it's preseason stuff. I mean, what you can take out of it is, again, like I mentioned earlier, the players out there don't look like they lost. It looks like they're lost. They know where they have to be. They know when they have to help, and they're passing the ball around so well. I mean, they're averaging nearly 25 assists a ball game, which is great, shooting the ball extremely well, scoring a whole lot. If there's an area coach wants to see done better, and it's always the mantra of, and when we talked last week about it, their crowd, it's defense. You want the defense. It's good right now, but it's not great. And Miami, when it comes to defense, wants to be in the top 10 all the time, if not the very top. And they're around the 10th mark right now in preseason. But again, you can't judge a whole lot by what's happening in the preseason, except there's a lot of positives going now for Miami.
Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network. There seems to be, you've been around the team for a long time, there seems to be a real fun energy around this team for the first time in a while. I mean, there's always, you know, there's always fun and energy around this team, but a lot of times we kind of know, hey, this really isn't going to go anywhere. This time it feels like something special might be happening, yes?
Yeah, it does. You know, the tone has been set. And, you know, the great thing is having all these youngsters. I mean, you know, Winslow's still a kid. Hero's like 18 years of age. Bam is a youngster, too. And then you bring in the likes of a Jimmy Butler, who's got an unbelievable work ethic. He's getting everyone on board with that. And you throw in a couple of veterans. But, I mean, Derek Jones, people forget about him. He's just like 21, 22 years of age also. So there's a lot of positives and a lot of good vibe and energy with this team. And I think everyone sees the upside if Miami stays healthy and the players keep progressing as well as they have over the last few years. And I think that's why there's this great feeling around the team right now.
We do 15 minutes of Heat every day at this time. Solana, is this like sexual for you? Is this getting sexual? Because, I mean, he loves Tyler Hero and he loves Derek Jones Jr., right? I mean, he is like what Mike Inglis is saying here. Like, it's just, you're melting.
It's unbelievable, Mike. I've been trying to get these two guys to realize that Hero is a legitimate candidate for Rookie of the Year. And I want you to co-sign on that. Like, I need you to co-sign on
that. Well,
it.
I believe you called him the next Michael Jordan.
With a better three-point shot.
Well, you know, hey, listen, from your mouth to God's ears, okay, if that happens, it would be a great thing. But again, there's real good upside with him right now, and I think a lot of it's got to do with what he's learning here in training camp, and again, his game transitioning from college into the NBA just about right away, and that doesn't happen all the time. It takes guys a little while to get used to the game in the NBA. Don't forget, he hasn't got done through the rigors of an 82-game schedule and maybe, you know, 10 sets of back-to-backs and all this travel. They've always had time in college, the rest, so it will be very, very interesting. But right now, nothing but positive, and you're seeing some great signs from him.
You know, you mentioned Bam Adebayo. What's the upside for him? Because this is going to be a season where he's finally free and clear of Spo having to find minutes for Hassan. Like, what's Bam's upside?
I think Bam's upside is you look at where he started, and this is now his third year out of Kentucky, and what you always want to see with these young guys is a progression of good work, and you see that in Bam. And the Bam, it now feels very good. Great runner, gets down the floor quickly, can pass the ball out, which is a great thing. He and Myers Leonard. Now, there's a nice combination to have out there. And Kelly Olynyk, when Kelly gets back healthy, Bam worked a little bit on the jump shot of his, although he's going to do most of his damage inside. I think what I really liked last night was watching how aggressive he was getting down inside and getting into the paint. Hence, you know, 9 of 10 free throws. I mean, that's a great thing. And, you know, Miami's free throw shooting's been so much better than it was last year, which was the worst in the NBA. And, again, that's another positive note because that's the reason they call them free. You know, that you win and you can lose games by free throw missing or hitting. And that happened to Miami in quite a few games last year. And that's another positive thing. But upside for Bam, big energy, lots of talent, and, again, another young guy who has really got his head in his shoulders and enjoys playing. And he'll enjoy playing with all these other young guys too.
Mike, is Bam going to be the big man down low when you get those old school, what, like Steven Adams, the Lopez brothers, Joel Embiid, like those old school centers? Bam's going to get down there and wrestle with them big boys?
I think he's going to do a little bit of the wrestling, but I think the great thing with him being able to get down there is being able to kick it back out to another big, and another big being able to hit some long-range shooting. That's one of the positives Miami's got this year with the likes of Kelly Olynyk and Myers Leonard and company, being able to go inside but also pop it back outside and bring the defense away, where guys like Bam then can work inside, or a Deion Waiters penetrating, or Dragic and what have you. But very, very positive. But Bam is not afraid. You know, 6'9", 255. He's a big body. And he you know, this is his third year now in the league, so he knows what it's like to bang with the big guys. But again, with Bam, I think he's so fleet of foot and being able to get up and down the floor and pass up, ball out. It's going to be interesting inside when he's banging with some of the big guys around the league.
Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat, is with us. Speaking of big guys, now with the Heat, but Crowder's got a take on Zion Williamson. And I've heard this from other people, which is he's kind of a one-trick pony.
Sean Kemp, his game is very limited.
You saw his shot chart. I think it was his first exhibition game, and it was
12-13, but every spot was right under the goal.
Do you like Crowder thinks that he's going to have what? Maybe a tough time translating to today's NBA game?
Just stack. You go inside, you keep him away from the rim, Mike, and I don't know if he can shoot consistently. I haven't seen it. I've never seen it.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't seen him shoot a whole lot from outside, but the little bit I have seen him, he's been able to drain the three ball. But I think what people are going to want to see, coaches and other teams expect him to do more work inside, maybe hit the glass a little bit better than he's done here in the preseason. But he is very, very good. As you made down in that paint area, he's going to be a tough one to stop because he's a brute of a size guy, but he's got a lot of talent. But believe me, I think the outside game is going to be there for him too. But most of his work is definitely going to be down inside. And I think a little bit better hitting the glass and getting the rebounds for the Pelicans.
But Tyler Hero's better. Tyler Hero should have gone number one, Mike, right? You would agree with that.
Oh, well,
Solana doesn't think I'm joking, by the way. Solana's like, finally, Hawk is seeing it my way.
You need a psychiatrist, man.
Oh, does he need a psychiatrist? There's no question. Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat. So we had Crotty on last week, and my Miami Hurricanes were playing his Virginia Cavaliers at Hard Rock Stadium Friday night. And I proposed on the air to Crotty a wager. And I said, if the Hurricanes win at some point during exhibition season, during the broadcast, during the telecast, you have to say when Tyler Hero drains a three, that guy reminds me of a young Mark Hochman. And and so Crotty said, it's not that funny, Mike. I had a wet shot.
Oh, my God.
That dream. You didn't have a wet shot?
I haven't had one of those. I had a wet shot more recently.
For some reason, I get this vision in my mind of this skinny kid running around with these tiny shorts on, you know?
Yeah, it's a bad vision for all of us.
Basketball. But, it's a bad vision.
So I said to Crotty, what do you want? You know, if Virginia beats the Hurricanes, what do you want me to have to do? And he said, I'll think about it and I'll text you. Well, after Miami beats Virginia, I texted him and I said, okay, when do you think you're going to say Tyler Hero reminds me of a young Mark Hochman? He said, I never texted you back the other side of the wager. Therefore, the wager is null and void.
Whoa.
Because you're a man's man, Mike. What do you think about that?
He played it smart. And he waited and did not make a decision right away.
So he didn't risk anything.
He didn't lose a thing. It was a win-win for him, okay? It was a win-win for him.
Do you think you could work into one of the radio broadcasts that Tyler Hero reminds you of a young Mark Hochman?
I might be able to do something like that if I get really, really bored in Orlando.
All right. If that happens Thursday night, let us know.
I will definitely let you know the following day.
Very good. Mike Inglis, radio voice of the Miami Heat, Miami Heat Radio Network. Thank you for making time for us, Mike. Always enjoy speaking with you.
Pleasure talking with you guys. Cheers.
There you go. Mike Inglis there. Well, I tried. That would have been great, huh? That would have been great if Crotty did it without telling Eric Reed that it was coming. That really was, that was the vision, because Eric Reed, like, he's like, he, we were talking off the air, Crowder and I, Monday Night Football, and I enjoy Monday Night Football, watched the game last night, but I happen to think Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland is just a bad Monday Night Football duo. They're fine for a regular Sunday game. Yeah. Got no problem with. They're not bad, but, like, you know, I grew up. It was Howard Cosell, and there was Frank Gifford and Dan Dierdorf, and, like, I mean, there was, I mean, there, yeah, Al Michaels. I mean, there were John Madden. Like, Monday Night Football was, like, really the best of the best. And Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland, like, they're missing that pizzazz.
It, they have no anchor. Like, there was, like, if you said, like, John was that anchor, John Gruden.
Right.
He was at Romo, even, like, you can be the play-by-play or color, and you could be that draw, and the other guy kind of is there. They're two there guys. Both of them are just there.
Like, they're just voices. Yeah. Like, there's nothing special. And I hate to be a guy that complains about broadcasts. It's a very tough job to do. I'm just saying the bar that I have for Monday Night Football is so high. But anyway, my point is that Joe Tessitore seems like a kind of nuts and bolts kind of guy, and I think Eric Reed, who's a very good play-by-play broadcaster, I think he would have spilled a drink if John Crotty, without warning, said Tyler Hero reminds me of a young Mark Hochman.
What are you speaking of?
Yes, I think Eric Reed would have called a meeting for later on that evening. In fact, we should have Eric Reed on this week.
Lost it a little bit. Let's get him out of here.
See what would happen if that actually transpired.
They need to get Booger McFarland back up in that Transformer.
In the little cart?
Man, when he was riding Bumblebee, he was way better than sitting
in that
room.
Oh, the Boogermobile. They were calling it the Boogermobile.
Get him back into the Transformer.
Yeah, I hate to be the guy that hates on broadcasters. I really do, because it's so easy. People love to do that. Like, I think Tony Romo, there's no comparison to him. I think he is so good. But there are people like, oh, he's terrible or whatever. Yeah. Like, because it's very easy to pick on broadcasters and say they're no good, they're no good. And I don't think Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland are no good. There's just nothing there. Like, it just, it doesn't scream Monday Night Football to me.
They don't strike you as an A.
Correct. You like need you said, an A-plus on Monday Night Football.
Yes, they're B-minus.
They're B-minus, C-plus, yeah.
But, like, you hit it on the head. What we've seen throughout our lives, and our lives overlap a little bit.
A little bit. If there was, what they call that, a Venn diagram?
Yeah, you got a bigger pie piece.
A small portion.
But we have been spoiled with a lot of those great, great commentators.
I mean, this will not go down in that.
Is my son telling his kid about Booger?
No.
Yeah,
like the way that I, you know, when I was a kid and I would listen to Howard Cosell, and I didn't even understand half the stuff that he was referencing. But, I mean, like, that was an iconic voice.
My guy was Joe Madden.
John Madden.
I like Joe Madden.
Joe Madden.
Go to hell.
Joe Madden was the manager of the Cubs and the
Rays.
Yeah,
I like what Joe Madden
talks. No, I understand. He's very
about
good.
About baseball.
Colorful guy.
What are you speaking of?
Does Monday Night Football still have that allure, though?
Well, I think that's probably part of it as well. Monday Night Football, that was it for primetime football when I was growing up. That was it. Now you've got Sunday Night Football. You've got Thursday Night Football. Monday Night, obviously. And then even during the season, sometimes you'll get Saturday Night Football.
But I think Sunday Night Football with
Tuesday Night Maction.
With Collinsworth has, like, kind of surpassed Monday Night Football. Like, more people tune in Sunday night.
Ooh, I wonder. That's a good question. Is Sunday Night Football a bigger draw than Monday Night Football?
And the games are better. Like, if you go look at
well,
the games,
well, because you could flex
Sunday
games
football,
on Sunday, though.
Right.
Like, Monday Night Football, they're scheduled in advance, hence the Dolphins-Steelers game that is coming up very
check
soon.
Don't check those ratings. It's going to be low.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with more Hochman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
I think this song's still a banger. Drinking song. You know, these guys are actual anarchists.
It's a drinking song.
Yeah. This is a pub song.
Really?
Yeah. You know, these guys are actual anarchists.
Really?
Like, yeah, like they subscribe to the Church of Anarchy. Like, they don't believe in government, rules, laws, chumbawamba. Like, they're hard beer-swigging anarchists. Like, yeah, they're anything goes. I don't know how they created one of the most iconic pop songs of The 2000s, maybe? This got to be the 2000s, right?
It's the 90s.
No,
90s?
Yeah, it was 90s. A while ago. Man, maybe they got some group of anarchists that supported them.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. Anarchists stick together.
They better pay their damn taxes.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You can hear every Miami Heat game right here on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. It all starts with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show hosted by Zaz and Tommy Tighe. That's an hour before tip-off. And then following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. Three-time world champion Miami Heat every game right here on The Ticket. You were at the arena last night, Solana. Did it feel good to be back?
Yeah, it was awesome.
There's an energy around this team. I wasn't even lying with Mike Inglis there, right? Like, there is something special going on with this Miami Heat team. We've fooled ourselves several seasons in a row, right? People, Dion Waiters was going to be the next coming. You got fooled by that.
Come on, Dion.
Dwayne Wade, the final season. Obviously, there was some juice to that, but we didn't have any aspirations last season. No. That we were thinking, what, 8-7 seed at best if they were able to do that. But the season where, you know, they turned it around midway through the season, that's where Hassan increased his value and whatnot. Like, we've had several seasons in a row where people are like, oh, this is exciting, and we kind of knew this ain't really going
to
happen.
That 11-30 to 30-11 season, that was the one that made us pay Whiteside. That was the worst season.
And it gave you hope for the following season. You thought, okay, they turned it around. It all came together.
Yep.
All the Heat culture is paying off now, and so that'll translate to the next season, and it didn't.
They gave Bumpy Johnson that money.
Yep.
They gave Heavy Johnson that money.
They gave Dion
that money. That's when they started paying people after that 41-41 season.
And obviously that was all a mistake. Everybody can acknowledge that now. But this season, I'm not lying, there's something going on and it feels legit, right?
Jimmy Butler,
Tyler Hero, you know, there was never, I'm trying to think of the last few draft picks, like Justice Winslow, we were excited about, but he wasn't lighting it up, right, in exhibition or summer league. Bam Adebayo, like, you knew he was going to be behind Hassan Whiteside and maybe Kelly Olynyk. Like, so you knew his minutes were going to be limited, and he's not exactly a flash player anyway. And Josh Richardson, like, we had good feelings about him, but, you know, there hasn't been a guy like Tyler Hero that's kind of galvanized Heat Nation. Like, it just feels fun right now.
Doesn't the two, and I'm a very, passive basketball guy. Like, I don't know the rotations and all that crap. But excitement is gained off above the rim or great shots. Like, three-point range or above the rim. Like, you don't get excited about 18-foot jumpers.
Nowadays, three-point shots, I mean, Steph Curry is the one that I think popularized that, you know, where it was like, wow, I want to watch long-distance shooters. You used to love to watch them bang underneath the basket, right? I mean, I grew up with the Bad Boys and even, like, the Heat-Knicks stuff. Like, but, yeah, Steph Curry popularized all that. But watching guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and even James Harden, I mean, again, boring brand of basketball, James Harden, but man, when he's on fire and draining threes from all over the place, something about that. But yeah, Tyler Hero's got that thing. Like, it's just a.
It was Shaq for me. Shaq was the dude when I was coming.
Because you couldn't stop him.
And
you
that was the
could
thing.
Not stop him.
Give the ball to the big man and watch him embarrass these three grown-ups with children and wives at home. Like, that was the thing. Nowadays, if you try to run that Shaq offense, you'd get booed off the court.
Well, it's why you have an issue with Zion.
Okay, we're gonna see now. I just want an apology when y'all see Zion start getting shut down in these games.
He's not gonna get shut down. Who's gonna shut him down?
The defense together, because they know where he's gonna be.
I don't think so.
Around the net.
I'm not telling you that he's gonna light it up from outside, but I don't think he's gonna have to.
I think
that dude is a game changer. A game changer. You think what? He's just a pedestrian big man? Or
not
you think
pedestrian.
The game has just passed him by?
I think it's a different age of basketball
well, it
right
is.
Now than what he does.
It is. He's unique to today's game of basketball. There's no question about that.
LeBron took his big ass back there behind the line in the last 5 years because saw the game.
I understand that. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I think Zion's one of these guys that can just kind of impose his will.
And what's weird is that the guy you keep going back to, R.J. Barrett, who's going to have a better season than Zion, played next to Zion and took a back seat to Zion at Duke. Haven't you ever thought maybe he played that well?
But different in college, though. Different in college, though.
Maybe he played that well and shot that well because Zion, you know, attracted so much of the other team's defense.
And it's true. And I'm not questioning that. But Zion's going to be down there around the net, and the basketball now is played where RJ's playing and where RJ's been playing. We're going to see. The NBA's right around the corner, fellas. We're going to see. I just don't think he's going to dominate this league like people are saying he is.
Is he going to dominate the league? Yeah, I just feel like he is, but maybe I am attributing to what I saw in college, which is a different game with a different skill level. Like,
yes. Go look.
I still feel like he's going to dominate the game.
Me and Solana, we went through this. Go look at his highlight reels, and we've done it. Watch how much is actual basketball, like moves, understanding footwork stuff, and how much is him running real, real fast at 280 and jumping 14 feet in the air. Now, he is an amazing athlete. Like, I'm not questioning that.
Because there was that highlight. Remember in the tournament where he came all the way to the three-point edge at the corner and flung a ball, you know, 16 rows up in the stands.
And this year in the NBA, he's going to block somebody, and the ball's going to be at the empanada stand. And we're all going to be excited.
But I'm excited by the empanadas. I'm not going to lie.
The mini are the full.
The mini empanadas. Like, they're like so the good, man.
But I'm talking
Did they
about,
have them, Solana?
No empanadas, but, man, they added some nice little food stands around the AAA.
This is the stuff that interests
what
me. What they added?
A Miss Cheesiest.
Oh, did they?
Banger. Like
Miss Cheesiest is one of the best food trucks, if not the best food truck on the planet. I think they've got an actual restaurant.
Yeah,
now,
I believe
don't they?
They do have a restaurant. So they added that's probably the best addition to the AAA.
Was the line real long? Was it crowded last night?
It wasn't totally packed. And by the time I walked by the Miss Cheesiest, I always like to do a little lap every year to see what's new. And there was nobody really in line yet.
Is that the grilled cheese or the mac and cheese?
Yeah, the grilled cheese.
Oh, but they have man. No, but they
it's
have like the
so
cheeseburger.
Good man.
The cheeseburger.
They've
with the
got
grilled
a
cheese.
Blue cheese grilled cheese. Now, I think a lot of people go, oh, blue cheese. That's too pungent for a grilled cheese. It's too much blue cheese.
Yeah.
Blue cheese more for crumbles. I'm telling you, the sandwich is ridiculous.
Do they put any protein or any kind of animal ass on that cheese?
You could, sure. You could put chicken in there. You could put
it's
some.
You can get a burger.
Okay, and I'm good with that. I don't go to Miss Cheesiest and all that. But as long as you can put some kind of animals, you know.
Yeah,
loins on there.
That's a great addition.
There's waffle fries now.
Love a good
AAA.
Waffle fry. Love a good waffle fry.
I'll report back next on Friday. There's another game. I'll report back Monday.
All
with
right,
some
please
more additions.
Do, because that'll be the 15 minutes of heat on Monday then. I'm serious. Take notes. I want you to go in with a notepad. You can borrow one from Barry Jackson if you need. A hat that says press. And you just walk around and you take notes on all the food offerings.
And check out the kosher corner, because I'm a pledge.
Yeah. We'll take you.
I really?
We'll take it. Absolutely. Yeah.
When is enrollment?
You're a mensch. You just missed the New Year's, so we'll wait till like 5781.
I don't know those. I don't know those terms
yet. Year. Are we gonna do DBJ's calls in the next segment?
Yeah, we should.
I see George Sedano's here too, so maybe he can enjoy the DBJ calls.
Good looking man there,
with
boy.
Us. A good looking man right there. You know, you turn on the news, and in South Florida, weather is always a big deal. Hurricane season. It's been no different, of course. And so you start thinking about your house. I think there's a new storm brewing too. Like I started to see that pop up on my weather app this morning. So when you think about your roof, you should be thinking about my friends at All American Roofing. Maybe you've noticed a roof leak, or last few hurricane seasons you've lost a roof tile here and there. Maybe Hurricane Dorian was a huge wake-up call for you. The truth of the matter is you cannot take a chance on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. All American Roofing is so trustworthy, my wife and I used them to re-roof our entire house in 2005 after Hurricane Wilma hit. So that was like 15 years ago. But All American Roofing, that's the company we chose. We're so glad that we did, and it's why I take great pride in recommending them to you every day. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. So whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free, and they use Wygreen financing. If you need home improvement financing, Wygreen makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Your home, it's a place of comfort, togetherness, quite likely your most precious investment. So Wygreen takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. Call All American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. George Sedano from ESPN used to host this actual day part on this very radio station. He's in Miami doing some stuff for ESPN, so I told him to stop by the studio and join us for a segment or two, and he's being so kind enough to do so. So I see him outside the windows right now. So we'll talk with George Sedano. I actually want to ask him about Zion Williamson and what his take is on that Tyler Hero as well. Obviously, George knows more about the NBA than Solana, me, and Crowder combined. And then later on in today's program, we will get to Cheers 2. That'll be your chance to win a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. So we got a ton of stuff to get to on this Tuesday. All right, we are going to endeavor to take all the stations, Papa, because that's how we do it. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back next with the Hockman and Crowder simulcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.